Okay, Gary, you tried to mix things up in the hope of breaking this home run, but it felt a little bit like more of the same, really.
Yeah, I think that's the frustration. You know, we worked hard all week on trying to be a bit more proactive in terms of making something happen at home. Obviously, our counter-attacking style that's worked so well for us away from home and at home for the vast majority of last season and a little bit of this. So we wanted to go up against them, so we went 4-3-3, tried to push a little bit higher. We never tried to play a little bit from the back. And we wanted to try and get the crowd going with a few early tackles. And we probably made the worst possible start in terms of, you know, the ball goes to the left side centre-back, which is exactly where we want it. They make two or three tackles. We don't get anywhere near them. The ball goes out the other side of the pitch. Lolly then proceeds to run past four of our players, the length of the pitch, scuffs the shot, and it ends up going in. And you know, that was after about 30 seconds, I think it was. So, you know, you kind of... You feel a little bit disillusioned with the fact that we've worked on it, we've tried to do it, and they've not quite carried out those orders particularly well. So after that, you know, it was kind of more of the same in some ways. But, you know, we created three really good chances, couldn't take those chances, and we've really been wasteful in front of goal at times. And then they scored a second goal again. You know, we've got possession of the ball, we make a very, very poor pass. They end up running the length of the pitch, knocking a couple of ours out of the way and tapping it in from 2 yards. So I think the frustration on my behalf is, you know, most games I come in and say, listen, we've worked incredibly hard and it's not gone for us. I can't keep saying that now, and I've said that to the players. I've got to now question whether some of the players have been happy with maybe getting to sixth, which perhaps we feel at the moment is like us being top of the table, to our own table. And which of the players, you know, have got that real extra desire to take us forward, and I said that to them. So I think that's been the disappointment, but certainly from my point of view, you know, I'll certainly look inward and do something about it. You know, the players have got a Christmas do at the weekend, which I think spills over to Monday, but unfortunately for them, they're now going to be in Monday first thing. You know, and I'm certainly not going to enjoy the weekend, so I don't see why they should.
Wouldn't it be unfair to say there was a lack of quality in the final third, would it?
No, it wouldn't. No, and I think that's something very difficult to give people. You know, we've had two free kicks, I think, towards the end, and we've just hit the first man. You know, just as you want to put a ball into a good area and put them under a little bit of pressure at 1-0 down, we get a corner in the first half, a couple of corners, and we stick it in the keeper's hands. And I think that's the frustration. I think the frustration for me is that some of these similar situations when the players were really, really confident on the good run that they've been on. And listen, you know, let's be honest, it's been a fantastic run to get to where we've got to. But they've shown that quality and they've shown those moments in the game. And yes, we know we've got some really, really big players out for us at the moment, but I don't want to use that as an excuse. You know, I think the players we've got are good enough to beat Huddersfield at home. Albeit I think they played well and I thought they, you know, they come with a game plan, stuck to it and executed it well. But I am particularly frustrated this evening just because I just feel as I was showing similar traits in games, you know, not quite tough enough, not quite aggressive enough. You know, I question whether sometimes the opposition want to win the game a little bit more than us, and that's my frustration along with the quality.
One final one from me. I suppose at times this you probably need a bit more than you're currently getting, say, from Damari Gray, but we have to actually sit down sometimes and remind ourselves that he's 19.
Yeah, but again, you know, that's all well and good, but when they're in the team, they've got to perform. And I think Dimmy's one that, you know, over the last sort of six or seven games, you know, has not performed as well as he has done. But he's not the only one. I think there's other players who've not performed as well as they have done. And I think that's the problem. You know, it's like anything. I said to the players before the game, I said, listen, you know, let's play a little bit higher, be aggressive. Then it's up to the front players, because we wanted to get Dimmy a little bit higher up the pitch so he isn't tracking back quite so far, because we wanted to get John Torrell a little bit higher up the pitch with Brock. I almost said to him, listen, almost leave it as a front three, and then it's up to the defenders to defend. I think today you could quite easily say that the attackers have not given us enough quality and end product in terms of their finishing and final ball, and defenders have not defended well enough. So it's a pretty poor combination to have. There's only the midfield left. So I'm disappointed. You know, listen, once again, you know, I think I'm mindful of the fact that we've punched a little bit higher than I think perhaps we should have done over the 12 months. But I don't want to start slipping away. And at the moment, we are slipping a little bit, and we've got to work incredibly hard and fight to stay in the mix.